podcast was live on Apple and Spotify and Podcast One.
Why are you whispering?
Because I'm staring and like just gazing into your like beautiful blue eyes.
Oh, talk dirty to me.
Oh boy, a pig fell in the mud.
Oh my God. Yeah, so today is launch day.
Hey, hey.
So exciting.
I know.
I actually woke up early today for the first time. I like to sleep in, you know me, I'm a late sleeper. I was up at like 9 a.m. just refreshing it, waiting for it to come on.
I was shocked. I got a text from you this morning. I was like, what the hell? What is she doing?
I know. So far, seems like we're getting a lot of good reviews. So thank you to everyone who took the time out to listen.
Rate and review. It was just really nice to kind of go through them and see how excited you all were and, you know, sharing this special moment with us.
I know. This is
awesome. It's a cool thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So this past weekend was Amanda's gender reveal. I don't know if you guys saw my YouTube video where we, you know, showed everyone's reactions and then also like filmed the whole gender reveal and everything. But that was awesome. If you guys want to check out the video, you can look at my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/CarlyBell55.
Little plug. Shameless plug over
little
here.
Little plug for this.
Oh my God. Wait. So me and Brett watched it as soon as you posted it, and we were both just crying.
You were crying?
We were crying.
After I put it up, so normally when I film and edit and post a video, once it's up, that's it. I don't rewatch them because I sat there for hours and hours editing it, so like I get like annoyed at myself.
Yeah.
But when I put this one up, I actually put it on my big screen TV. Oh. And I watched it and I like had tears in my eyes, and you know, everyone was just so happy, and it was just such an amazing day.
Yeah, it's funny because me and Brett were looking at it and we're like, it definitely was a gender reveal gone wrong.
Yeah.
Literally.
I know, right? I had to throw in that little clickbait title. But seriously.
It's actually true. It's actually true.
No, it's so funny. So, like, we obviously watching it, if you guys see the video, you could see, like, our perspective. We saw the blue. But I think what happened was the guy put the bag in the wrong area that you guys only saw white smoke.
We only saw white. We didn't see blue. Me and Brett were like, okay, did it work?
Yeah.
Did people see a color?
I know,
what's
but it's
going
like, I think
on?
It's blue.
I think it's blue because if it were pink, we might see pink.
I know, and the best part is it was Brett's idea to put the camera like in the car right there.
My God.
And he had it all set up. He was setting up for like 5 minutes. Silly me, I should have went and like checked on it.
Like, what were you thinking?
But your faces were cut out the whole time.
You see like the top of my greasy hair, like sweating in the sun.
No, that was awesome though. So it's funny. A boy for anyone wondering. I'm gonna have a nephew.
I'm so excited. So maybe comment some boy names and let us know your favorite boy names.
Because
I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do with a boy.
I cannot wait for a little boy. That's all I'm gonna say.
I'm excited, but when I'm telling you, like, the shock that I felt was real.
Right, everyone really thought it. I know, I think even Brett was shocked. Like, I think we all thought it was a girl. But it's funny because after we had the gender reveal, I went over to Anthony's parents' house. They were having a barbecue, and his cousin, who is one of three girls, had three boys. And oh my God, they are delicious. I seriously, playing with them after that, it just made me that more excited because I'm like, I actually cannot wait for a little boy. Like,
it's
he's gonna be so obsessed with you. He's gonna be so obsessed with me.
Just
Brett's
like,
gonna want to pop out a girl because he's gonna
I
be
know.
So jealous.
You know, like, we're such daddy's girls, which is so
I
funny.
Know.
And Brett is such a mama's boy.
I feel like most boys are.
Yeah. So right? I'm excited.
Everyone we were talking to, like, I remember Tiffany was saying, like, that, like, little boys, like, they're just obsessed
they're
with their
just
mom.
Obsessed.
So like.
It's true. And like, now that I think about it, girls are such bitches
no.
to moms.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, mom. I love you so much.
Right. Honestly, I thought Amanda was going to get a girl because of how much shit she gave my mom growing up.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
This is what she's going to get because what she did to mom. Like, she's going to get someone just like her.
That poor woman went through hell.
She did, but
went through hell with
she
us.
Still is so obsessed with you. I always say Amanda's the favorite child.
I was the favorite grandchild.
I'm the favorite grandchild.
I don't know about that.
I've been told. I was
Papa told me I was
well,
the favorite.
Grandma told me. Oh,
well,
we can't talk about that. There's no favorites.
There's
but,
no favorites. Never.
Wink, wink. So yeah, little boy. We can't find any names that we all can agree on. It's hard.
I know. I really, really love the name Julian Sage.
Julian Sage.
Brett's honestly not sold on it, though.
What was really weird about that is I love that name, too. I think it's adorable. Yeah. Julian. I think, like, there's not many Julians.
No, it's just...
But like, you're, like, giving up your name. Do you care? You know how most people don't talk about it? All right. Well, listen. There can't be any other Julian Sages in the world.
Hey, I said it first.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. Yeah.
But what was weird was she was here on Tuesday, and we were, like, chatting, and... she was mentioning the names, and she had sent me like a whole list of names,
yeah,
and she as an Amanda, and Julian wasn't on there, but when she said it, I was like, oh, I really like that name. And literally a minute later, I get an email
from a Julian,
and mom had gotten the email the day before from a Julian. So it was just a little bit weird how we were talking about it. So is that a sign?
Now everyone's referring to the lemon because we are now the size of a lemon. I think the last time we were recording, it was a strawberry. And now it's a lemon. It went from a strawberry to a lime to a lemon.
And what's so funny was when Amanda sent me... like the fruit. So every week there's like a new fruit update. I'm like, if you don't send that to me every week, it's going to be an issue. So now she does. It was a lemon, and I had on a lemon colored shirt, and I had blue sweatpants on. So I was like, look at that.
It was just meant to be.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be. Meant to be. So fun.
Oh, speaking of little babies, I actually just got back from one of my best friend's houses, Daphne. She had a baby, Caden, back in April.
So cute. The PPTP.
Oh my God. And I got to see a real life PPTP in action.
Oh my God.
Apparently they don't work. I know. But anyway, so she had a quarantine baby. I feel so bad for her. She gave birth like during this crazy times, but she finally is able to be around family. And I was able to hold him today for the first time with a mask on. So that was like, just amazing.
Talking about like crazy times to be pregnant though, because
oh my gosh.
Brett, first of all, you know, I think part of the, like, what's the word, novelty, or not, it's not novelty that I'm looking for, but the cool part about being a dad in this process is like you get to kind of go in, you see the heartbeat, right, hear it. Brett hasn't been allowed to do any of that. And some of the nurses, like, shout out to all of the techs out there who are like letting women video or FaceTime, because this is such like a pivotal moment in our lives. Like, only some of the techs have been allowing us to do that.
Yeah.
And it's so sad. Like, when I'm FaceTiming him, even because he's not allowed in, it's like, I can see how sad he is that he's not there. And I just want him to be there. So it's definitely a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But
let's pray by December.
By December.
Everything I mean, regardless, I know that they're allowing, like, at least in New Jersey, I know they're allowing, right? She gave birth in April when it was like
the
peak
worst
of craziness. Yeah. And her husband was able to be in the room with her when she gave birth, at least. I also heard that, not that I heard, but I was talking to Anthony about this last night, that, like, for women, because you're carrying the baby, like, the whole pregnancy, you know what I mean? Like, you're already, like, building an attachment to this baby. But I feel like for men, it kind of takes a little bit longer, or it happens once they get to actually hold the baby. Have you heard this?
I haven't, but Brett talks to the lemon every night.
Does
he'll like, it's so funny. He'll like lift up my shirt, he'll put his hands on my belly, and he'll just like talk to it, which is really funny.
So cute.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Oh my God, such an exciting time.
It really is. It's so fun.
Yes. Wait, speaking of little babies, we actually have two bird stories now. So we were like trying to think about what we wanted to talk about on this episode, and I just had to really quickly mention that there is a nest on my front door, and there are three little baby birds, like, just hatched. I thought there was two, and I looked out. I just left out some bird food for the mom, and I looked, and there's three of them, and they're so cute.
They're fuzzy.
They're fuzzy. They barely have any feathers.
But the best part is, so I saw them when I was here on Tuesday. We were recording, and I get home.
Right. Oh, yes.
I'm in the backyard, and all of a sudden, I see something flopping around underneath the tree. I go over the tree. It's a baby little fuzzy bird, like what you have here. It fell out.
He was a bigger bird. He was ready to flap his wings.
Yes.
Flap his wings.
Flap his wings. And fly away.
Yeah, whatever. I can't even speak right now.
But then he had a brother in the nest.
I know.
And
so
the mom kept coming back with the worms.
I know. Well, last night I went over there for dinner, and she showed me the bird, and oh my God, my cats are going crazy. She showed me the little baby bird, and then he, like, hopped over to the other area, and, like, me, because I just, like, can't just leave Should we anything Google alone?
What baby birds mean?
Yeah, while I'm telling the story, you can Google that. Because I feel like on the front door, like, that must mean something. Do the nest on the front door. Right? Symbolism for a baby.
Symbolism.
So yesterday, like I said, we were over there. The little bird, he looked thirsty. So I just took a bottle cap and I filled it up with water. And I put it, like, not right next to him, but, like, kind of next to him. Just maybe thinking he'd go, like, hop over and drink some water. And when we all went inside to, like, clean up from dinner, we went back outside. And the bird, the baby bird, was gone. And the bottle cap was gone.
So weird.
And there was, like, a little wet spot. So I'm like, where the hell is the bottle cap?
Wait, me and mom found it this morning.
Did you?
We went on our daily nature walk.
Oh, my God.
And we found the bottle cap.
And not the baby bird.
And so not, like, the baby bird.
I'm guessing the baby bird flew away.
Yeah.
And spread his wings, because there's no way, like, a predator came in the 2 minutes that we went inside. But how bizarre is that?
That is pretty weird.
Okay, so we just Googled what it means.
If there is a nest in your yard, it's a lucky symbol. It represents life, growth, health, family, stability, and beauty, among other fortunate things. Nests symbolize good karma returning to you for your good care and responsible keeping of your environment. Nests are good luck for everyone who lives there.
Yay.
Oh, cool. I love it.
I love all that. That's awesome.
I mean, it makes sense, though, right? Like, baby birds.
I know. Storks. I knew it. I figured it had a good meaning. I just wanted to know. So it's just so cute. Speaking of animals, I saw someone had commented about the baby birds, and they were like, they mentioned Charlotte. Remember my pet deer? I had a pet deer, guys, where I used to live. It was, I miss her so much. So I had, like, 2 acres of land, and there was always, like, big herds of deer, like, probably, like, 20, 30 deers, like, every single night they would come and graze. And Charlotte, which, if you guys have been following me, maybe remember, she would come literally running to me, and I would feed her out of my hand. She would eat blueberries and tomatoes, and then she used to bring her babies around, and then her sister Charlene used to come as well.
What about the Thanksgiving dinner you set up for them? Oh my God,
I made a whole table, and I've got to find the picture of that.
You have to.
All my everything off my phone got deleted, but I'm sure somewhere I have it.
We did a lot of pictures over here.
I know. I don't know where we're going to post them, but maybe we'll set up a podcast, Instagram, or something. But
like,
I set up a whole huge table, like a family Thanksgiving dinner. So I put out, like, celery and carrots and tomatoes.
Oh, that was seriously the cutest.
And when we got home, it was totally ripped apart. So they definitely ate everything, which was awesome.
That's amazing.
I know.
I love little
animals. I miss Charlotte.
Oh, you should go visit.
I know. I remember the girl that bought my house, I had told her, I was like, if you don't mind, you know, if you ever have any rotten vegetables, like, you just leave them out. Like, I have a pet deer, blah, blah, blah. And she looks at me and she's like, well, the first thing we're going to do is be putting up a fence because we have a dog. And I was like,
what a jerk.
I was like, okay.
Speechless.
Rude.
Has anyone ever left you speechless before?
I was so upset. Like, I was planning on giving her, like, a big box of, like, makeup and all kinds of nice things. And I was like, wow, like, at least lie to me. Like, at least lie and say, yeah, like, I'm not going to know either way.
Right.
I just thought it was like, how do you say that?
How do you just say that to someone who obviously cares about
the first thing we're going to do is put up a fence. I'm like, okay. Well,
all right, fine.
All right. But no, you know what? I will say she did message me after that, and I think she sent me a picture, or she said something where she had fed Charlotte. So
okay.
That's nice. So
right,
she
that
redeemed
was nice.
Herself.
Yes.
She redeemed herself. Yeah. So things have been opening up here in Jersey again, which is so exciting.
Are you staring at my fingers right now?
Yeah. So what was so funny the other day, me and Anthony went and we stopped at a cell phone repair place right by the house. He wanted to get like something for his, he wanted a magnet for his phone to put for the car. You know, have it in the vent, the magnet.
Oh, that sounds like what Brett had. He has, like, what, you know, the Uber thing that they
holds it
up with, like, the map and everything. Brett ordered one for everybody.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So he had one of those. So he looked for the magnet. And right next to that store is the nail salon. And I don't go there often. It's not the best one, but it's a decent one. He comes back to the car and he's like, you want to get a pedicure? And I was like, yeah, yes. What do you mean? This open sign wasn't on. I didn't even think the place was open. So they got us right in the day they opened for the pedicures. And it was cool. They had, like, the divider set up and everything, like, seemed
really
clean and nice.
Their setup was, like, legit.
I know. Well, so I text my sister and I'm like, I'm getting a pedicure. So who do you think shows up 10 minutes later?
Carly, I called every single nail salon up and down Route 9.
I know. Everyone
trying
was
to get in. I couldn't get in until, like, July 1st.
No. So Mom and Amanda showed up and got a pedicure. Got pedicures.
Manny pedicures.
I didn't get a mani.
Wait, so I don't think I told you the story though. So we get in and we're like sitting down for our pedicures and everything. And first of all, they have like these shower curtains hanging in between each and every one of the little pedicure stations. So just like setting this up for you guys. So I want you to just imagine you're walking in, there's shower curtains in between each and every station. Mm-hmm. And then in front of each pedicure station, there's like this plastic thing hanging down, right? Right. So first thing that happens is mom sits down onto like the chair and she sits on the shower curtain. So the whole bar didn't fall. It bent.
No.
Like it did like a major bend. So
yes, me and Anthony left by the time they were walking in. So I missed this whole story. So continue.
Yeah.
Continue.
So she sits down. The lady comes over. They're filling up like the pedicure thing and everything. And I swear, she didn't do it on purpose, but the woman saw it and she was like, you could tell she got annoyed because it was brand new. It was the first day they were open. Like everything was pristine, right?
Did it like stay bent?
Yeah. Yeah. It stayed bent. So like, so she's sitting down there filling up the water and I'm sitting there. The lady's like, you know, clipping my toenails and everything. And
those toenails, God bless her. No,
Brett's real happy that they're taken care of.
They're handled.
They're handled.
They're tamed.
So she's filling it up, and I guess she turns like the jet on. You know how like the jet goes in the pedicure thing?
Yeah.
And for some reason, it was facing the wrong direction, and the water squirts up mom's dress.
No.
It goes squirting everywhere, literally everywhere. Mom jumps up. She's like turning sideways in the seat. I swear, it's all over the back of her dress. She's standing up. She's like, oh, my God. Like, oh, you know, it's all over me.
Oh, my
so
God.
The lady cleans it up. She sits back down. And it happens again.
No.
It freaking happens again. So the funniest part about this is, remember a couple of days ago I was telling you the water story where I spilled water on her twice
night?
Uh-huh. It literally happened twice.
Oh, my God.
It happened twice. And the woman next to her is like, oh, you don't have water on you. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm literally saturated from head to toe. Oh, poor mom.
But she liked her pedicure?
She liked her pedicure. Good. It came out really good. Yeah. The pedicure came out excellent. Everyone was happy.
Yeah.
A little wet, but happy.
I know. It's like we never realized how much we appreciated our mani-pedi ladies and our hair ladies and, you know, all our pamper stuff, like even just going for anything like that, right? Like with quarantine, I feel like.
Oh, the first time I saw mom, it looked like she had 2 inches of roots.
Oh my God, I know. I was like, mom, are you going to dye your hair? Like, you need to do something, girlfriend. Sorry, mom. But
thankfully, but yeah. I'm not gray yet, so I don't have to worry about that.
Right? I don't think I have any grays either.
I think the first time I found a gray, I called mom crying, and I'm like, is this normal? She's like, you're 30, of course. This is 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I sat there with tweezers plucking out each of the gray hairs.
I do that to Anthony. He has like a couple in his beard, and he like loves it. He's always like, don't touch it, don't touch it. But they're like, longer than the black or dark brown hairs. So like I always want to just like pluck them out, and he freaks out at me every time I do it. But
yeah, Brett has a little bit of salt and pepper going on too. But yeah. I'm not
Speaking
mad about
of
it.
Hairs, like, ew. Like, do you ever get a hair that grows out of your like beauty mark or mole? I call them beauty marks, but like mole.
Have you ever had that? But I always pull it out.
Look, feel this one on my arm.
Why does it do that?
You feel it?
Ew.
And there's like, one on my like jawline. There's like that beauty mark right here. Like I get like one black hair.
I get one that comes right out of my chin.
Ew, I hate
what
that.
What the fuck is that all about? Literally every couple of weeks.
No,
I'm like,
and you know what else happens that I'm noticing at getting older? Because like I never noticed. I feel like the older you get, like this is gonna be gross, guys. Whatever. The older you get, like the lower your bikini, like the hair on your bikini line is like down on my thigh. Like why is it on my thighs?
Like what the fuck is that about?
Can't handle getting old.
I know.
Oh my God.
Well, gotta take care of that shit. Otherwise, Anthony won't be happy.
Oh no, don't worry. I keep it clean. We're clean.
Brett keeps asking me to grow it.
Ew.
What?
No.
I swear. Oh, I know. God. Like, no, honey. Like,
why?
None of that's gonna go on. Oh, never, ever. Can't deal with it. It's not.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, he's a freaky. He's a freaky one.
He is a little freaky.
Freakalika.
Yeah.
Oh my God. All right, we gotta like calm down a little bit. This might get a little out of hand, this conversation.
I know. So I was thinking like what the topic should be today. I know we kind of like discussed it, but I was thinking something along the lines of like a never have I ever. And Carly said, no, let's do 5 things they don't know about us.
Yeah. Like I was thinking of doing a video like this. I was going to do like a 10 things you don't know about me, but I think I only got to like 3 and I was like, I couldn't think of anything else. So Yeah, I think this would be like a cool segment to do, like five things you don't know about us, like individually, and we can go from there.
And
right?
get to know us on a deeper level. Because
yeah, stuff that like...
Some of the things I wrote down are pretty freaking personal.
I know, same like that no one knows and it's...
No one?
Get,
like
no one.
Nobody.
I mean, not nobody.
Do
but
I know them?
Of course.
Because you didn't share them with me yet.
Yeah, you know... Yeah, you definitely know all of them, and like anyone close in my life obviously knows them, but like nothing I've ever discussed on YouTube or anything.
Ooh, juicy.
And you know, like I'm sure there's going to be a lot of judgment and whatever, but you know what? It's my life and it happened, and let's talk about it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you say that, like with the judgment and everything. So remember last night when I came downstairs, so Carly and Anthony came over for dinner my mom's last night, and I was telling her that I had just run a coaching call for the coaching clients that I have, and we were doing something called shadow work. Mm-hmm. And it parallels what we're talking about right now with like that judgment thing, because there's so many things that a lot of us deal with or struggle with, and we think we're totally alone, right? Or that we're the only one experiencing these feelings, these beliefs, these thoughts, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And it parallels what you're saying, is because you may think that nobody else has ever done one of those things that you've done, or things that you've never done, or whatever it is, but what you're going to share out there right now, someone be like, oh my God, I needed to hear that, because me too.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know, now that you just said that, one of the things that I'm going to talk about in a minute, I remember I actually had some people over here one night, and there was a girl here that I'm friendly with, not like a good friend, and I think I had somehow brought it up, and she looked at me and she was like, oh my God, I can't believe that. Like, I was so embarrassed. This was like haunting my life. And because you said that, and like seeing what you built for yourself, like you just gave me so much hope and inspiration. So like, hopefully we can, you know,
just show you that.
Yeah.
You
like
know.
That everyone goes through stuff. And I mean, there's one specifically I'm thinking about, but all right, let's get into it.
I want to know. Can you like just share it?
All right. Well, I wanted to save that one for last.
Okay.
Because it's like the juiciest one.
So you guys have to hang in until the very end to find out the most juicy details about
Yeah, so I'll start, because I know you also have, I think our first ones are the same.
Because you're looking at my screen right now.
Yeah, and we kind of like talked about this before. So, all right, so this one, I don't even know if mom knows about this. So, oh, mom, God. I'm sorry. But you know what? It happened when we were younger. So, the first thing that you don't know about me is... oh my God, this feels so weird to
say it.
So I'm going to talk about like two piercings that I had that like probably no one knows about. So the first one is when I was a senior in high school, we went to Wildwood after prom for the weekend. And
oh, the drunken Wildwood days.
Oh, wow. It's saying it like those
motel.
Yeah, like a motel. Freaking craziness. Me and one of my best friends, who's still one of my best friends, Brittany. I love you.
Oh my God, Brittany.
We got a little drunk and we went to the boardwalk and we both got our left nipples pierced. And honestly, though, I really liked it because he pierced it with an eyebrow ring instead of like a real nipple ring. So it was like a lot smaller and thinner, and it was just two little diamonds on the side of my little nipple. So like, I loved it. I think we were like going around, we're like showing people, and we thought it was like the coolest thing ever. And when it came time to like have to change it, I went to like a different tattoo place to like have them change it for me, and he had told me that they used an eyebrow ring instead of a nipple ring, which was like a bigger gauge. So he put in like a real one, and it like had to stretch out the hole, and it never healed. So like I think I got rid of it maybe like a couple of weeks after that, because it just didn't heal.
Oh my God.
So like, honestly, I thought it looked cute and I would have kept it, but it just
until
never
the guy
healed.
Fucked up your nipple.
Yeah, he like stretched it out, and I feel like now my left nipple is a little bit like, okay, bear. It's like a little bit.
He's getting a lot bothered by this conversation.
Not like round or bigger, but like the little tippy part is like a little bit bigger because he like, I don't know. I think there's like scar tissue in it. So
interesting.
Yeah, and so yeah, that's.
Wait, so mom doesn't know about that?
Probably not. But whatever.
Did you ever get the other one pierced?
No, just the one. And like I said, it didn't last long because it never healed. And I'm like touching my nipple right now.
It hurt. So do you recommend for our listeners out there to go and get their nipples pierced?
No, absolutely not. I'm just telling you something that I did when I was 18. So 11, years ago.
That's something I've never done. I've never gotten my nipple pierced.
I know. And I have one other piercing, and then I'll let you talk about your piercings. Because this other piercing, you made me go with you. You bribed me to go with you, and I ended up getting it done too. We both freaking got our tongue pierced.
Yep.
Ew. It was right. Like,
I got it done 3 times, too.
I know. Psycho. I just got it done once. I think it was, like, the last time she went to get it. I went with her. But I had gotten one, and it was, like, the color of the balls on the barbell were, like, yeah, they were tongue-colored. So, like, no one even knew I had it. I hid it from everybody. Like, I just got it because I wanted to, like, play with it in my mouth. I didn't want it to, like, you know how some people are, like, walk around and, like, they, like, flash it around and stuff that they have it. So, yeah, both of them are no longer piercings of mine. But yeah, those are 2 things that I did that
you can still see where I had my tongue ring and like the scar.
Yeah, me too.
You see it?
Mm-hmm.
When I first met Brett, I had my tongue pierced still.
Did you?
I went over to his
house. Did he know? He obviously knew. Oh my God.
This is one thing you guys don't know about me too, because that's so funny that we had the same one.
Yeah.
So I had gotten my tongue pierced for the first time, I think, when I was like 18 or 19. Mm-hmm. And then I let it close up. I don't think you were the first time.
I can't believe you did it 3 times.
Because it kept closing. I kept taking it out and then it kept closing. Right. And I liked it.
Yeah.
I also had the clear ball on the top, so nobody knew. Yeah. And it was just for my own personal, I just like to have it. Yeah. Which I chipped a freaking tooth with it. Like, there's a crack down the middle of my front teeth.
Oh my God. I have a crack too.
I think it's from the metal ball. It has to be. What else could it be from?
I know. I have the same crack on my tooth and I never knew why.
Yeah. So tongue pierced 3 times. I pierced my own eyebrow.
Oh, yeah. That was after, I think, I pierced my own eyebrow. Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Did you pierce your eyebrow?
Didn't I? And then I told you about it, and then you did yours. Or no, maybe. Yeah, I think I did. Or maybe my friend did.
Maybe your friend did.
Maybe Nicole. I think Nicole did.
I don't recall you ever piercing your eyebrow.
I remember, like, my friends were all doing it at a time, and then I remember I told you about it, and then you did yours.
I freaking did it.
Or no, you know what it was? My friend did her belly button.
Oh.
And I think I told you, and you were like, "Ooh, I want to pierce something myself." Crazy.
That sounds about right. Mom ripped it out of my face. She's like, "Are you kidding me?"
Yeah. You know what's funny? Anthony had his tongue pierced and his eyebrow pierced.
No.
In high school, he had his eyebrow pierced.
I think Brett only had his ears pierced. Brett was like such a rebel. It's funny because I saw pictures of him from when he was like 18, 19 years old. And he had like, you know how the guys had like the really thin eyebrows?
Oh my God. Have you seen Anthony's eyebrows?
No.
That was the first thing I said to him when we started dating. I'm like, "You're growing out your eyebrows. Like, you can't have better eyebrows than me." That's unacceptable.
So funny.
I know.
Yeah, no, I remember that like picture with him and the earrings and the thin eyebrows. But yeah, so that was the one that I wanted to say as well.
All right, so my number 2, this one will be a quick one, but it's like my biggest fear of life. And I don't know if I've talked about it, but it's something that like just is my biggest fear. And I don't think I'll ever get over it. I cannot speak in front of people. So public speaking to me is like my biggest nightmare. I hate that about myself because I wish that I was able to speak in front of people, because I know like when I'm alone or if I'm talking to friends, like I know I'm really good with my words and like I'm inspiring and, you know, I have a lot to say and people have told me that, which I love. Mm-hmm. But I wish that I could do that on like a bigger scale and like I can't.
And you totally can. And we can do some NLP techniques together where we will work through it and you will be able to. But remember, I think we talked about on the last podcast episode where you came with to the Women Empowerment Conference and you were excellent. I think it's just you get inside your own head sometimes.
I know, and I start sweating and shaking and freaking out and then my mind goes blank. So
yeah, but you know what? Your brain has this like powerful way of catastrophizing things, which is really fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But we can also use the same power of our brain to like imagine a really amazing outcome. Mm-hmm. And because we have that biochemical response, right? Like that mind-body connection, because you're thinking of all these crazy things that could happen, like, you know, a volcano erupting or something. If you're public speaking, you're going to start sweating and freaking out and your heart's going to start racing. But if you think of like a really good outcome and maybe even the people that you're going to inspire and like how amazing it's going to be, your body will have like that same reaction, but in the positive way.
Yeah, you need to do your magic on me.
We'll do it together. Maybe we'll do a podcast episode doing that together.
Ooh, I would like that.
Taking Carly through a transformation.
And then testing the outcome.
Testing the outcome, yeah. Cool. So public speaking.
And what's your number 2?
Going off of like the whole public speaking thing, I took a public speaking course in college, but oddly enough, and I don't think anyone really knows this about me, is that I graduated college with a bachelor's. Yay!
Yay for you!
But
from TCNJ.
Shout
out to TCNJ.
Yeah, shout out to TCNJ. Almost didn't graduate, by the way. I walked in the 2010 graduation and I was still like half a credit short, and my ass took forever, which will be the next thing that I get into and the next thing you guys don't know about me. My ass took forever to graduate college mm-hmm. with just that half credit. Mm-hmm. But I graduated with a bachelor's in exercise science.
Health and exercise science.
Like, who would have thought? Am I doing anything with that now?
Absolutely not.
So a shout out to everyone out there who thinks that they need a college degree to be successful. Like, not for nothing. You don't have to go to college to be successful, but for all the people who work their asses off.
Oh, my God. Right. Like, I give all so the power to much you. Credit. If you know what you want to do, like, college is amazing. And people that have bachelor's or associate's, whatever, degree in college, like, I give them so much credit. I give you guys so much credit. It's amazing. And, like, mm-hmm. I would never, ever want to downplay it. And, honestly, this I can actually tie into my third thing that you don't know or they don't know about me, I don't think, that I never finished college. Like, didn't even get my associate's. Nothing. And one of the main reasons was because of the public speaking class, which is so funny. Like, I just, there was no chance in hell I was taking that class. And I think at that time I was doing makeup. I was working three jobs. It was right when, like, mom and dad had gotten a divorce. So I was kind of more focusing on working and not mm-hmm. finishing up school. And, you know, again, like I said, I don't even have my associate's degree. I think I'm like 2 credits away from it. And I think that was like the one class I needed to actually get it. But I mean, you know, look what I was able to do for myself without a college degree, which is also really cool. So mm-hmm. I think a lot of people feel like if they didn't go to a great college that they don't have like the power to get a great job, or they can only make minimum wage, which even people that we know have said this before. And I think, you know, with the right resume and the right experience and the right, like, drive, like, you really can do anything that you put your mind to.
Anyone out there, you can do anything you want. Mm-hmm. And again, you don't need that college degree to give you that validation. Like, mm-hmm. you can carve your own freaking path mm-hmm. and do whatever the F you want. If you can dream it, you can do it. And it doesn't have to require a college degree. So, yeah I mean, I think that, that's really important to remember.
Right.
But talking about college for a second, do you remember how to be like in 2010 or 2011, like taking that anthropology class together at Brookdale?
Me and you.
She's looking at me like she doesn't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
We had a class together.
It wasn't that long ago. We took an anthropology class together. And we did it with Danny. Danny was in the class with us. What do you mean?
No way.
I
don't remember.
Call
this.
Danny right now. Wait, call her.
Oh my God. Why do I not remember this?
Are you kidding? We did a whole report on the electronic.
Wait. Hold on. I don't believe you. Let me call Danny. Hold on.
Put it on speaker so
it
they
is.
Can hear.
It is.
Hello.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hi.
So, okay, so we're actually recording our podcast right now, so you are going to be on it. But wait, I have a question, because Amanda's sitting here saying that me, you, and her all had a class together in Brookdale. Is that true?
Yes.
See? Why do anthropology?
We smoke a joint on the way. I do not remember that.
I don't know. Why do I not remember this?
When you guys were living in Jackson.
Yeah.
And you guys picked me up at grandma's in the villages.
All the time. But wait, Danny.
I do not remember this.
Do you remember the report we did on the electronic music culture?
What did you say?
The electronic music culture.
Yes, that's what it was. It was like some sort of like sociology thing. But yes, it was exactly that. Yep.
Wait, was our classroom, hold on, was our classroom on like a diagonal wall?
I was about to say, we had to sit in a circle. We all sat in a circle.
A circle?
We walked in and sat next to each other. And like, it somehow came up in the class too that we were cousins.
Okay, literally, can I tell you, I don't have one recollection of this. How do I not remember this? Am I able to keep this in the podcast?
Yeah.
All right, I'm glad you remember it, though. So I know it happened, because Amanda was like, wait, did it happen? Like, I made her question if it actually happened.
Danny, she literally...
I forgot about it until you just said that, and I was like, yay, absolutely.
All right, I'll call you after we're done. I love you.
All right, love you.
Bye. Wow.
I cannot believe you literally looked at me like I had 72 heads just now.
I really don't.
She answered because
she always answers. I love you, Dan.
We love you, Dan.
Okay. Well, I don't remember that. And I guess that is now something that I didn't even think to put on my list of things you don't know about me.
Is that you smoke weed?
Oh my God.
Oh, but we can go into the things that you guys don't know about me because I no longer smoke weed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's go push that onto you.
Yeah. Is it my turn?
Yeah. Now it's your turn.
It's now my turn. I am in recovery. I had a major issue with drugs and alcohol right after college. I had my first experience with harder drugs, and I got extremely caught up. And like to say I was extremely caught up is like
an understatement.
Is definitely an understatement. Yeah, I lost myself for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Thinking back on it, it's just like, you know, some of the things that I did, some of the things that I experienced through the addiction, like maybe we'll save that for another time because it'll be some other things you don't know about me. Mm-hmm. But like, I would never wish that on anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, I put myself in really horrible situations, but it was scary. Mm-hmm. It was really, really scary.
I remember coming to New York City and like literally pulling you out of your apartment, like dragging you out. You wouldn't leave, and dropping you off at rehab for the first time. You remember?
Yeah. Yeah. First time I went to rehab, they sent me away for like 7.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was like 7.5 months.
Yeah.
Shout out to anyone out there who's experiencing this type of issue, struggling with any sort of drug problem, addiction, alcohol, eating disorder, anything along those lines. There's free help, and you can go to NA.org. You could call their hotline, eatingdisorders.org. I think that's the website. We should probably put the right one in there. It's nationaleatingdisorders.org.
Yeah, and what's amazing with my sisters, I mean, how many times did you go away? 3 times? Was it 3 separate times?
It was 2 separate times, but I went to 4 different places.
Yeah. But what's amazing is you've been sober now. Did you just celebrate 6 years?
Seven.
It was 7 years. So yeah, she celebrated 7 years. And I mean, if she could do it and get through it and...
The hardest thing is just getting clean. Staying clean is the easy part. Like, you know, and... It hasn't always been easy. Like, life fucking happens.
Right.
Like, you know, there's been deaths. There's been really big disappointments. There's been triumphs. There's been celebrations. There's, like, all the life on life's terms things. But the easy part is staying clean. But getting clean and making that decision, like, letting go of that, like, that vice, right?
Yeah.
That thing that's filling your void, because I was empty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I lost myself, but I did, and I got caught up, and it was scary. But I struggled with bulimia from the age of 14 till I was, what, like, 23 or 24, and then I struggled with drug problem from the age of 22 to, like, 25, which wasn't a short period of time, but I did a lot of damage in such a short period of time.
Yeah.
But I'm so blessed to have had the opportunity to go to rehab. The first time, I didn't see that as a blessing. I just thought, like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, going away.
We were making you go. That's why you went.
And I'll show you. But the second time I went away was, like, after, like, a life or death situation. And that was, like, kind of when I had my spiritual awakening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was...
And what I think is, like, so amazing with you is, like you said, I can't believe it's been 7 years. That's crazy. But she goes to meetings, or, you know, now with quarantine, you guys do the Zoom meetings. But she goes to meetings every single week. Like, she does not miss a week, and she speaks at meetings. And I've, you know, when she has her celebration once a year, I always go. And I remember going to, when you were in Tennessee, I remember going for a family weekend, and that... Swear to God, guys, that weekend changed my entire life. Like, I think I cried the entire time. It was just so informative and, like, just so accepting, and you just learned so much. And that was really when I started doing, like, the more inspirational type videos on my channel, like, 6-7 years ago. Seriously, that weekend changed my life forever. And, you know, going through it as, like, a sibling and watching you go through it, you know, it was so difficult. And but to see where you are now and to see how you keep up with it and you go to your meetings and you help other people at your meetings and you have sponsees and all that. Like, it's just so amazing to see. And what you guys need to know out there is, even if you are in a really, really dark place, like, it can get better. I mean, one day I'm sure we'll get into a little bit more about my sister and all that, but, like, to see where she's at now and that it's possible, Like, if she was able to do it, so can you.
And, like, I literally didn't think I was going to live until to see 30.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone thought I was going to live to see 30.
Seriously. So, yeah. And, like, look at you now, thriving and taking that pain and that experience and helping other people with it. Because of when you go through things like that, that's when you can really help people. Because it's, like, when people are struggling, they don't want to hear how amazing your life is. You know, they want to hear someone that has been through struggles and that can relate on a deeper level.
Right,
you know what I mean?
No,
like, that's
course.
What people really want to connect to, is knowing that you've been through something that they can feel comfortable enough to even open up to you and,
but
you know,
can
relate. Right.
Yeah,
related.
Everything's related.
Seriously.
It is. It's all related.
So yeah, I think we can maybe dive into that in another episode and talk a little bit more about that. If you guys are interested, definitely let us know.
Submit any questions if you have any.
Yeah, and to, I guess, kind of piggyback off of that, the fifth thing that you guys don't know about me, right? This is my fifth one now.
Well, because you just said never broke a bone, so you're, like, putting two in one.
Well, never broke a bone, I'm not even counting as one, because that one was kind of stupid. But
okay. The
last one that I have is, so when I was 20 years old, I was in Belmar, and which is a town near us, like a beach town, and we were at
you ever saw the Jersey Shore?
Yeah, listen, I was only 20, so I wasn't out at the Jersey Shore, but we were at a friend's house, and it was a glow-in-the-dark paint party, so I'm going to paint the picture for you guys. Why not, right? I can't believe I'm telling this story, but whatever. So I was in, like, a black spandex American Apparel bodysuit with, like, black spandex leggings, covered in glow-in-the-dark paint. So I got very, very drunk, should not have been driving whatsoever. But I was the only one with a car, and I was the one that would really always drive. So,
because you never, ever got like that.
What do you mean never get like that?
She's looking at me like she doesn't understand.
I didn't understand.
Meaning like you were always the responsible
person
at all the parties.
Yeah,
so you were always the one with the keys.
I mean, I wouldn't really say that.
Most of the time.
Just trying to make me look better. But no, listen, when you're 20 years old, you're invincible. You don't get caught doing things. Like, you think you can do whatever you want. Like, I said that because of this that happened, like, it was such a blessing because, all right, so we leave the party. I end up getting pulled over, and I remember looking at my friend at the time, and I was like, oh, I'm fine. I'm good. I got this. And I had to obviously do the DUI tests.
Whatever the test.
And I remember there was two cops, and I remember looking at them, and I was like, I did so good, right? And they were like, no, you're under arrest. And I was like, that's how confident I was that, A, I thought I was fine, mm-hmm. and B, like, I thought, like, I was going to get away with it, which obviously I ended up getting arrested. I got a DUI. I was 20 years old, so I was underage. But the one thing that I can say is, one, I'm just so freaking blessed and grateful that, A, no one was hurt. Mm-hmm. There was no accident. So I'm happy that I got caught, because that's what needs to happen for you to learn your lesson.
Have you done it since?
Absolutely not. I would never do it again since. And, you know, nowadays with Uber and all that, that's mm-hmm. it's so much more helpful. Never drink and drive.
Never, ever,
please,
ever drink and drive.
Please don't ever do it again. I was 20 years old. I was stupid. I thought I was invincible. And I'm going to add to that about a month or two after that, I was in, like, obviously such a low place. I was so disappointed in myself. It was, like, just so embarrassing. But that is when I actually started meditating every night and listening to an app, which I think I've mentioned to you guys before. It's called Relax and Sleep Well with Glenn Harold.
Oh,
so I used to meditate every single night. And then 2 or 3 months after that, in May, June, July, August, 3 months after that is when I started my YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in such a dark place, and I was like, what am I doing with my life? Like, I'm such a loser. Like, who does this? And, you know, I was also, again, like, I'll reiterate it, that, like, I was so grateful that, like, no one was injured, no one was hurt. Like, I made such stupid decisions, but because of that, it made me, like, reevaluate my entire life. And that's when I decided to, like, do something good for myself. And that's when I started my YouTube channel. So
yeah, like,
it's so crazy
all
how
the things that come out of, like,
know,
really
of
dark
terrible
moments.
Right, terrible,
yeah.
terrible things. And, you know, I will say it again, like, please do not drink and drive. Like, I had to go and sit through all these classes, and they show you videos, and, like, it, the stories that you hear is just absolutely terrible. So, like, maybe take it from me, like, just don't do it. You're going to get caught. You're going to hurt yourself or somebody else. And B, if you have gotten a DUI and you're so ashamed of it, you know, like, it happens to more people than you think. And, like, it happened to me, and I made that situation, which was a terrible situation, I turned it around, and I used that as, like, fuel to, like, rebuild my life and start something for myself. So that's kind of why when we were thinking of things to say, I at first really didn't want to tell it because it's an embarrassing, terrible story. But for me,
it humanizes you, Carly. Like, you're not this perfect specimen that like everyone sees on YouTube. Like, you're human. Right. You fucked up and you've done something about it.
Right.
Like, you did. But the cool thing is you didn't let it ruin fuck up your life.
Right. Right. I didn't let it ruin and consume me. I took that pain and I
made something
I made something from it. So that's why, like, again, I can never say that anything in my life I regret, because it's always taught me a lesson. And in the moment, you know, again, I was in such a dark place. I was so disappointed in myself, and I took that and I went and I ran with it. I mm-hmm. took that pain and I switched it into like motivation to like change. And, you know, now I can sit here 9 years later and say, like, wow, because of all of that, if that didn't happen, who knows if I would have been motivated to push myself, or who knows if I would have still been out partying and being stupid and making reckless decisions. So I'm grateful that it happened. And
I feel the same way. I think I feel like basically learning from making those reckless, stupid decisions, but getting caught.
Mm-hmm.
Like, thank God. Thank God I got caught,
mm-hmm.
you know? Right. Like, that's where I started to learn and started to realize that maybe I'm not invincible.
Right. We're not humans. We really are not.
No.
And unfortunately, it usually takes an experience to learn it for yourself. Like, people, parents, anyone could tell you a million things over.
It's like over telling the kid that the stove's hot and you have to touch the stove to see for yourself. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those were five things. I think you have one more. I would do that one that you're clicked
on.
Yeah.
So
which is a hard one to talk about.
Yeah. So another, like, so a hard one that I also wasn't sure if I was going to share because it's like pretty personal.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously me and Brett are having a baby and we're so excited and 13 weeks pregnant. He's healthy. Everything is perfect. But last year we had been trying for a little while and I found out I was pregnant. It was right after I had left my full-time job. Everything seemed to be kind of like falling into place at the perfect time. And I told Carly, I told my mom, we told his parents, and literally 2 days later, I miscarried, and I was devastated,
mm-hmm.
and that was, like, one of those moments where, like, I just wasn't sure if this is, like, what I wanted to do. Like, I didn't know if I could ever experience, like, pain like that again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So for a couple of months, me and Brett kind of, like, put it on the back burner. And, like, so for anyone out there, like, who has had that happen to you before, like, I'm pregnant again. Mm-hmm. Like, you can get pregnant again.
Right.
You can have a healthy pregnancy. Like, knock on wood, everything is perfect right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it does work out.
Yeah.
You know? But for me, I thought it was, like, the end of my road. I thought I was just never going to be able to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
But that just wasn't true. And I feel really, really grateful. It was extremely painful, and the more painful part about it, like, oddly enough, was, like, having to tell everybody after, like, they were all so excited, including, like, mom and dad and everyone.
Yeah, and I think that's why with this, like, this time around, you wanted to wait, right? Like, you only told our family last week because mm-hmm. you wanted to wait a little bit longer, which is totally understandable.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was the only one that knew until you went to the doctor a few times just to make sure everything was okay, which I understand. It must have been so scary. And even for me, like, I was a little bit afraid to get too excited because, you know, I can't even imagine, you know, knock on wood a million times, I never have to, but, like, going through something like that, that, like, I can't even imagine how hard that,
like,
must have been.
Just side note, like, do you mean, like, when you decided not to get too excited, how you, like, tackled me to the floor?
No. I mean, listen, in the moment, of course, I was, like, the most exciting moment after, but it was just, like, right after it, knowing I was the only one who knew, and knowing what we had went through, or what you, not we,
it,
I
mean, was,
it was we. What you had to go through, and how I know you struggled with that, and you took a break for a while of trying mm-hmm. to get pregnant, you know, I just didn't want to hype it up too much because I just wanted to make sure everything was okay, which, thank God, everything is okay and everything's amazing. And he's 11 and he's gonna be healthy, and, you know, we just can pray every single day that everything goes well. And
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so I think we really opened up about a lot of things that
we could technically, like, we're going to probably elaborate and expand on a lot of these topics right. that we were talking about, because, you know, sometimes people don't think that you have experience or that you've done things mm-hmm. or that you haven't done things or right. that whatever it is. And I think that we have a bunch of topics here that we're happy to open up further discussion on. We want to hear back from you guys. We want to hear what you thought of this episode. If you want more things like this, if yeah. you want to do something more along like the Q&A, or if you want like a really deep episode.
Yeah. And I think also what something I would like to say is, like, for anyone who is going through maybe something similar that we talked about, or for someone who wants to sit here and judge us or hate on us for being open and honest, I want to say, like, even just sitting here and like saying, and I know you knew everything that I talked about, but like, it feels like freeing to like talk about these things. And you know, I think it's important to talk about some of your like deepest, darkest fears. Like you said, you know, like what
the
you
shadow
do,
work, what shadow did, work, yeah.
because even just talking about it and like letting it out loud, whether it's to a friend, a family member, even writing it down in a journal, just like getting it out of your thoughts, I think is so important and helpful. And
well, it loses important. The power, yeah. right? Like if you're letting something, a secret or a belief or something about yourself, like eat you alive, the minute you write it down, the minute you say it out loud, it loses its power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say that shadows die in the light, which is absolutely true. Mm-hmm. And that it's so meaningful when you say it either to somebody else, get vulnerable with them, or yeah. even just like something that we did when I was in rehab is we wrote letters. And we never read them to people, but we burned them. And it was just like the symbolic meaning. And that too was like extremely freeing as well.
Right, just to get it out. Yeah, because if it's trapped in your head, it's energy. And you keep pushing down the negative energy, like you're going to erupt. You're going to erupt one day. So why don't we end this episode with a nice quote?
Ooh.
Something to maybe do with what we talked about.
Yeah, I love that. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us.
We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be?
That's a good one.
I love that one.
That's Marianne Williamson.
Yeah, that's a great quote. So thank you guys so much for listening to this episode.
Yay.
I hope you enjoyed. And we will see you guys
next week.
Next week.
Thursday.
Sending so much love and light your way.
All the love and all the light.
Enjoy your weekend, guys.
Sending you kisses and hugs.
Smoochie moochies. Bye, guys.
Bye.